The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Hayim, Simon Lamed Tesif Aleph, Paskins. Tefillin Shekosv an Eved or Isha. Tefillin that were written by an Eved or Isha, a cotton that a feel will giach lechinach, that is already old enough that he has to be mechanachim and mitzvahs, but he's still a cotton. Oy kuti, oy mumel avoy de zora, oy moser lo anosim psulim. All such tefillin are possible and shouldn't exhibit k'shartim k'saftim. Kol she'ene b'kshira, somebody who personally is not obligated to put on tefillin, or continues the Shulchan Aruch, ain't a mamimba, doesn't believe in it, he's a mumar. The halach is, ain't a b'ksiva, may not write tefillin. And of course, as we've been learning, the Mishnah Berurah right away says that the same din applies by a Sefer Torah and mezuzah, that all these individuals are disqualified from writing it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Gimel discusses that the individual who should write tefillin has to be an individual that is for sure a gadol. But the Eved, as we discussed in our previous year, the Mi'ar Locha discusses this here, if the boy is above 18, we could allow him to write tefillin. And therefore, the Paiskim say that even a person who is a cipher has to be careful if he takes assistance, that the assistants should be gedolim who are allowed to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. Otherwise, we may end up in a situation with somebody who's not allowed to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, will end up writing it. The Pais can also make an interesting point. We know Rachman Tzlan, Layaleinu Layalechem, if somebody lost a close relative, the halach is that he's an oinim, and he's part of mikol mitzvahs. So, since he's part of mikol mitzvahs, he's possible to write a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos, because at that time he's not included in the mitzvah. Moreover, there are paiskim that say that somebody, rachman tzlan, who's sitting shiva, since someone who's sitting shiva is not allowed to learn Torah, he's not allowed to do malacha, so such a person should not be writing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. The Mishnah Berurah goes into a discussion about a mumer, kuti, mumer, their disqualification, which opens up a whole discussion regarding people who aren't religious. What is their status in being soifrim? So he says, so the Paiskim discuss, what will be the halacha if someone is not a Shomer Torah mitzvahs? And Rachman Tzlan, he doesn't put on tefillin. So such a person should not be qualified to write tefillin. What about if the person puts on tefillin, but he's not necessarily a religious Jew? So the Paiskim say, as long as they're not Mechale Shabbos Beferesia, will their tefillin are kosher. But there's another concept, and we mentioned this in a previous year as well. There are a myriad halachas involved in writing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. As we discussed in the previous series of Shurim, when you write a Sefer Torah, every time you write the Shem Hashem, you have to be Mekadish the Shem Hashem. When you write tefillin, you have to write them kesidron. If you skipped the letter, or you missed the letter, or you wrote the letter wrong, you can't go backwards. And that takes a tremendous level of Yiras Shamayim. And only somebody who himself is a Yiras Shamayim and a medagdik b'mitzvahs can we be certain is writing the tefillin properly. This is particularly important, the Paiskim point out, when we have a Siyum K'siva Sefer Torah. And when they have a Siyum K'siva Sefer Torah, we know the Minhag HaOlam is, they leave the last letters of the Sefer Torah not written, and they give the opportunity to different people to write the Yosius. So of course we know that it has to be written L'shma, it has to be written L'shem, Mitzvah, Ksiva, Sefer Torah. But we have now a problem. Every letter of the Sefer Torah has to be written by a competent kosher sofer. Can we be certain that every person who participates in the writing of the Sefer Torah is doing it properly? And therefore, the Paiskim that don't allow this to happen, and many Paiskim have the Sofer write the letters in a way that really the letter is already a kosher letter, and the filling in that the person who's writing is a minor filling in, so it's not considered as if he's really writing the Sefer Torah. So now, there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. We're learning now, Koshi Eina B'Kshira, Eina B'Ksiva. If you're not obligated, or you don't, as we're learning, not just if you're not obligated, but if you don't personally participate in doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't be the one in fulfilling the mitzvah. So we're learning there's two pshatim, there are two parts to the halacha in our Gemara. One part to the halacha in our Gemara is that if somebody's exempt, that's the case of a woman. And the other part of our Gemara is an individual who is not exempt, but doesn't act properly and doesn't do the mitzvah. So we know that there are people who are makbet to put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam every morning. And there are people who don't put on Rabbeinu Tam every tefillin. So the question is, could someone who he himself doesn't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin be a soifer to write tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? The Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a famous sefer on Safris called Kesas HaSoifer, and he says that the soifer who writes tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam has to be a person who himself wears tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, based on our Gemara. Kosh yeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. And so too is the opinion of the Yismach Moshe. I saw an interesting tshuva from the Klaus Megareba, and Shalas Tshuva's Divrei Yatzav, Chelek Aleph Simim Mem Gimel, even though the Klaus Megareba himself was a grandson of the Yismach Moshe. He says that the minig by Chassidim is that Chassidim don't start wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin until they're adults. So if you have a chassid who's a gadol, but he's not yet married, so he hasn't begun wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, such an individual certainly could write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Because the reason he's not wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is not because he's not, it's because the minig is that they don't write Rabbeinu Tam. The Shalas Tshuvas Pnei Maven, Chelek Aleph Simen Yudalid. This says we have to see why the person is not wearing Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. He says the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, already discusses that there are people who don't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin because they consider it a Yehura. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that only someone who's a Yerushmayim should be a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And he said himself a Yehura if he's not wearing, if I, such a level that I'm ready to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So he says if the only reason the person is refraining from wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is because he doesn't want people to say, he doesn't want to do it because of Yehura, such a person could write Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. In general, regarding the Shaila, the Shaila's Tshuvas van Hoggis, in Chelik Dalid, Simon Reish Lamed Ches, has a discussion, and he says it really comes back to the question, why do the people who wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? If it's because they legitimately have a Shaila, if you're supposed to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, or if it's Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, how the Tefillin should be written, and this person has a legitimate shaila, that has legitimate concern that perhaps the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So such a person, if the sofer is not wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he shouldn't wear tefillin that were written by that person. Because that person is not wearing tefillin that maybe are tefillin that we're obligated to wear. Whereas, if a person is wearing a Beit HaTam tefillin only because it's a hiddur b'alma, that there's a minig that Yirei Shemayim wear a Beit HaTam tefillin, but it's not that he believes that the halacha is like a Beit HaTam, because he knows that the halacha is actually like Rashi. So there, such a person may allow a cipher who doesn't wear a Beit HaTam tefillin to write the Beit HaTam tefillin on his behalf. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is not well, and he can't put on tefillin by himself, can he ask his wife to help him put on the tefillin? The Marsham here in Or Chaim Simon Lametes says, why is this different from what we're learning? Kol sheyeshnoi b'kshira yeshna b'ksiva. And since women aren't obligated in kshira, aren't obligated in the wearing of tefillin, they shouldn't be allowed to help somebody put on tefillin. But there's a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zara, Daf Lamed Tes Samen Aleph, quotes v'kenai Reb Shimon ben Lozer Oimer, ma'aseh v'isha achah shenasah l'chaver. There was a woman who married a Talmid Chacham, and he was sick, obviously. She used to put on the tefillin on him. So we see from here that women, even though they're not part of the mitzvah tefillin, could put on tefillin on somebody who needs to wear tefillin. So from here we see that the isser of women riding tefillin is only on tefillin, on the writing of the tefillin. But somebody who is only on the writing of the tefillin, but helping put it on the tefillin is not what's usher. He particularly says it's maybe connected to the machloikis of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos that we quoted earlier in the shir. The Rabbeinu Tam that indeed expands the situations where women are disqualified. He says that women can't tie the lulav. So it could be that women would also be disqualified from putting on tefillin. But Tosfos, who learns that the din and the ksiva of Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos, will certainly hold that the halacha is that women could put on tefillin on a man who needs the help. The other question that comes up is, can women put up a mezuzah? They certainly, as we learned, everybody agrees, cannot write a mezuzah. The question is, can women put on a mezuzah? So there's actually a tshuva about this issue in the Shalos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf. So first he says, it would mean, I would assume that women certainly should be allowed to put on mezuzahs. Because if women are mechuyev, as the Gemara says in Masechta the Brachos, that women are obligated in Masechta Yuma, Masechta Kedushin, the Gemara says, L'man Yibu, regarding mezuzahs, L'man Yibu Yimeichem, Yimei V'neichem, Ota B'noi Ba'ichai, the only men require life, the women not require life. So if women are obligated in the mezuzah, they're certainly obligated to put on the mezuzah. Moreover, he says, he quotes a tshuva from the Marshak, that the Marshak says that a mezuzah that was put up by an akum is kosher. So he says if a mezuzah that was put up by an akum is kosher, certainly a mezuzah put up by a woman ought to be kosher. But then he quotes our Gemara, and based on our Gemara and the Rishayim that we've been discussing, he says, if according to Ben Tam, a woman is not allowed to tie the tzitzis, and according to Ben Tam, a woman is not allowed to put together the lulav, hadassim, and aravis, according to Ben Tam, the halacha is that a woman should not put on the mezuzah as well. So la halacha he says that a woman should not be the one to put up the mezuzah, but if b'diavad the woman put up the mezuzah, it's kosher. Not only is it kosher, he says there's no need to take it down and put it back up. The Shevet Alevi in Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Nan Ches quotes the Yeshua Smalkai, who indeed holds that a woman should not be the one to put up a mezuzah, but he himself disagrees, and I saw so too is the opinion of Rav Adi Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that a woman in Yehi Oimer, that the women are allowed to put up mezuzahs. The Shulchan Aruch, to continue, in Simen Lamed Tes, Sif Beis teaches us, Kol Shepasul Kossel, anybody who's possible to write the Sefer Torah Tefillin mezuzahs, possible Kol Tikkun Asiyosim, may not participate in any part of writing or making this tefillin. Regarding the batim, or separating the batim, or making the shin on the batim, or not the shin on the batim, or separating the batim, but the evid, if a woman did it, it's kosher. But sewing together the bias, or making the shin on the shalrosh, or making the knot of the dalet on the yud, on the ritzuas of the shayad and shalrosh, there, even by the evid, a woman is disqualified, or any of these people are disqualified. Preparing the cloth, or painting the batim ritzuas black, or cutting the ritzuas, there the paiskim are a little more mako. Regarding sewing together the urias of the Sefer Torah, there's different minhagim. The Bi'ur Halacha discusses here. Some paiskim are very machmer. Doruch HaShulchan in Yerudei Simen Reish Ayin Ches Sefer Aleph says the ancient pickbook, there's no question that women may sew together the ureas of the Sefer Torah. Ve'imok alamonam, there's no reason to stop them from doing it. On the contrary, v'nachas ruach lahem, if we let them do it, they feel good that they're participating in the big mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. The Bi'ur Halacha, however, as I said, says l'chatchila we should be machmer. Sewing the Sefer Torah to the Atzichayim, there the Paiskim are much more makel, because the entire meaning of sewing the Sefer Torah to the Atzichayim, not all Sefer Torah have it, it's totally in the minig, and therefore we could be more lenient.